When his uncle died last year, José Miguel Yanes found comfort and solace in music. Mariachi music, the Mexican folk tradition that has made its way to southwest Detroit and to Yanes. His uncle was a musician, buried in his traje, the traditional mariachi suit. Yanes says the music brought back powerful memories of his uncle and grandparents and helped him deal with the loss. He recently graduated from Wayne State University, where he made a podcast about mariachi music for part of his senior project. He submitted it to NPR's College Podcast Challenge. José Miguel Yanes sat down with musician Juan Romero after the singer and his Detroit group Mariachi Mexico 2000 performed at a local restaurant. Here's part of that interview.
Mariachi, my family is mariachi already, all their lives, so.
For years. It's like a generational.
It's in my blood, yeah.
Okay, that's amazing. So yeah. that went all the way from like great grandparents?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow. Okay. Yeah. So you have an amazing voice.
Thank you. You have a beautiful voice. Gracias.
I was just wondering if you had like any kind of like formal training, any lessons at all. Like you said, like a relative like wanted you to come here and sing some songs, and like you had no idea how to sing. How did that talent come to you?
You know what? When I was living in Mexico, I watched my parents, my dad, my grandparents. Singing to me was just like, it just came out like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't have no
training.
No training. I didn't go to school for singing or nothing. It's just natural.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a God's gift. You know what I mean? God's give you a gift.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's why.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever feel like the work becomes like a chore? Like, is it something like, oh man, I gotta go sing at this quinceañera? Does it ever feel like that?
Well, see, I work, like, you know, basic construction work, and there's times, not all the time, I'll be honest, there's not all the time, but there's times when I'm like, oh, well, I gotta go play to Tequila's restaurant today, it's Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as I took a shower, as soon as I put my outfit on, it's like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm ready. It's like the mariachi suit is like some type of vitamin in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because I put the suit, I feel different. I act different.
It's a cape. It's like a superhero cape, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, it is. It is, really. And like I said, even if I'm so tired, as soon as I get to the gig, I look at the guys, I say, hey, let's do it.
It's go time.
Boom.
That's awesome.
It's just like everything changed. The energy changed, you know what I mean?
Recently, your group performed at my family member's funeral, and he was a mariachi musician, and he was buried in his traje. What do you think is the significance of the traje, and why do you think it was important for him to be buried in it?
Because that's basically what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he worked in a factory for many, many years, he was a mariachi in his heart.
Yeah.
And it's like a tradition. All of my friends have passed away. They go in a suit, mariachi suit.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they were. I think the mariachi music was the heart of them.
Yeah. It means a lot to them, obviously.
Oh, yes.
It's something that
it means a lot. Like, that's why he was buried with the suit. And not just him, the other mariachis that passed.
When you see that, how does that make you feel? When you see somebody in a traje?
I don't want to think, oh, that's gonna be me next. You know what I mean?
I don't
have that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a friend leaving to go to a better place, and I know we're all gonna meet sometime again.
Once again, that was my conversation with Juan Romero, sharing his experience of being a mariachi musician performing in Southwest Detroit.
And that was José Miguel Yanes with his entry for NPR's College Podcast Challenge.